Scorpio sun signs and Scorpio rising signs, this is Bess Matassa with your Numinous Tarot forecast for March 2019. And before we dive into the medicine of March for you, Scorpio, I want to take a moment to honor where you've been in February in the Four of Cups. And the Four of Cups energy was all about finding this sense of inner emotional peace, really developing a deep, integral relationship with what brings you pleasure on an emotional plane that doesn't have anything to do with the external world or the form of your relationships. That's literally how you give to yourself. All of the fours are kind of this hotel, this private hotel room energy where you get to feel in to what feels stable for you in this element of water. And the card that I've drawn for you for March is the Five of Cups reversed. So you're progressing through this suit of water, which is all about emotional learning and is connected to your inherent nature as a water sign, which we sometimes forget because sometimes there can be this feeling that the water energy that you've taken on can be a little bit more like ice than it can be like free-flowing water, that there can be this sort of tendency to possess or to grip around the emotional realm that's connected to your gorgeous and luscious intensity, and also can be an invitation sometimes to notice where you can melt or can release or can allow a little bit further. And the Five of Cups is a card. It's one of these cards that sometimes gets a negative reputation when we think about cards being good or bad, which they never are. But the five is really, the five numerically, is an invitation to make this element our own, to get really into the nitty-gritty, to kind of bounce and bang around with it, and to take it on with our own flavor through perhaps an experience that might feel, you know, somewhat challenging. And the Five of Cups can be a card that's about grief. And I don't want to throw that word out there to frighten you at all, Scorpio, because this experience of grief, of grieving something that maybe has come to a close, grieving a past pattern of behavior, doesn't have to be a relationship per se. It can even be a piece of yourself that's no longer kind of fit to move forward with you on your journey. And that grief can be a really generative experience of being able to feel into our heart to say, you know, we are available to feel pain to an extent or to feel that kind of intensity of emotion because we're alive, because life is meaningful. And you, my dear Scorpios, are more tapped into this perhaps than any other sign. This sense that the stakes of life are high, that we may not be back in these same bodies to have these same experiences. So we can really sink our teeth into emotional experiences and let them flower to kind of the full fluorescence of their potential. So the invitation this month is to let things actually feel intense, perhaps. Let whatever, and whether it's a joyous experience or a challenging one, be willing to match it with the intensity of your own feeling center. And in the reverse position, it's really just a kind of medicine or a reminder that you're able to hold so much more than you might think that you are, that you're able to hold every flavor and shade and range of texture of feeling, more perhaps than any other sign. And it also connects you to your inherent emotional instinct channel, to your primal instinct channel. So it's really a month for making decisions that are totally tapped into the gut, into the instinctual channel, and not equivocating or hesitating about that, but also allowing yourself to kind of bounce around in that feeling room of whatever is arising, and knowing that when you bless it, when you let it just be, then you can find the freedom to open yourself to the next feeling. So I'm wishing you a very juicy and scorpionically intense March, and I will speak with you in April.